Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 12th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Sota, Perek Hay, Mishnah Base. Our Mishnah starts off with the words, Boy Bayom, on that very day. What does it mean by that very day? The Gemara explains in Brochus that whenever it says Boy Bayom, it refers to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was elected as the Nasi, as the president of the yeshiva, as the head of the yeshiva in Yavne, that great yeshiva in Yavne. Because until then, whether it was Rabban Gamliel had the position, but he had a very strict rule about who can enter the Beis HaMadrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah relaxed that rule, and there were so many students that flooded into the place that it says there that there was so many halachas that were decided as well. And whenever we see the word Bo Bayom, we find that it refers to that day. Our Mishnah begins with the words Bo Bayom to tell us on that very day Rabbi Akiva made a few droshes. And we're going to read about three droshes in the coming Mishnahs. According to Rashi, he believes that the previous Mishnah's drasha, which was about Nitma'ah v'Nitma'ah, where Rabbi Akiva darshan from the extra Vav that a woman is osur, that the Sota is forbidden to her husband, she's also forbidden to the Boyel, to the man who lived with her. Let's say it's a case where she admitted her guilt, she didn't want to go through the drinking, and she gets a divorce. She's osur to go to the Boyel, to the man who she lived with, who had an affair with. So that, according to Rashi, that drasha was also made, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, was also made Bo Bayom on the day that Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was established as the head of the academy, the head of Yavne. Says, now, to understand our Mishnah, we're going to go into the laws of Tumah and Tahara. A sheretz, a dead rodent who dies, one of the eight shrotzim that the Torah talks about, such as the toad and the chameleon and others, when they die, they're an avatuma, primary source of tumah. A man or a keli that touches it becomes rishon tumah, first degree. If that first degree touches food and drink, then that food or drink becomes sheni l'tumah. Now, a sheni l'tumah can make another food item a shlishi when it comes to truma, if that item was a piece of truma. But if it's chulin, no. If it's ordinary food, it stops there at sheni. It doesn't go further to shlishi. Shlishi can become a shlishi, third degree truma, if it's for truma. Now, when it goes further to the next level, revi, it cannot make something a revi betuma, a fourth degree truma, if it's truma. However, for kodshim, that's the sacrificial meat from the korbanos, for example, that can even be tameh when it's the fourth level. Now, that's the halacha. Rabbi Akiva is going to do something here in our Mishnah, which is not the halacha, but he's making a drasha for it. And that is that according to Rabbi Akiva's drasha, not just truma can reach a third degree truma, but even chulin, even ordinary food. Let's see how he does that. Bo Bayom, says the Mishnah, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was elected as the head of the academy in Yavne, Dorosh Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichoi, koil asher besoich yitma. Any earthenware vessel into which there falls something that is tameh, like a dead sheretz, everything in that container, in that earthenware container, will be tameh as well. So, if that's the case, the sheretz that falls into the thing is into the container is an avatuma. The container itself becomes a rishon, first degree tuma. It in turn makes food, any food that's inside it, a sheni l'tuma. And now Rabbi Akiva said, how does the Torah describe that food item as a sheni l'tumah? Eino yomer tomei. The Torah doesn't say a three-letter word. Everything that's in it, tomei, will be tomei. Ela yitma. The Torah adds the letter yud. And because it adds the letter yud, we could read it as not yitma will become tomei, but yitamei. It will spread tumah. Now, if we think about this food item that's in the earthenware jug, that's been contaminated by sheretz, that second-degree tumah item can now spread to something else, because the word can be read as yatameh if without the dots, because there are no dots in the Torah. But if we vowed it that way, it would read ella yatameh, says Rabbi Kiva, latameh acherim, that this second degree tumah can even spread tumah to another one. From here, Rabbi Akiva learns, Limei, this teaches, al kikor sheni, this pasuk is teaching us that a kikor sheni, a second degree tumah, if there was a loaf of bread in the oven, shematame es ashlishi, that it, that second degree tumah, that bread, will be matame ashlishi, another loaf of bread, which it touches to make it a shlishi latumah. Even though we know for a fact that halachically we know that a sheni l'tuma cannot make a shlishi l'tuma. A second degree tuma cannot make a third degree. But Rabbi Kiva made that drasha. And the Mishnah now records the response of one of the great rabbis to this. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Yeshua, Mi yigale afar me'inecha, who, if only we could lift the dust off your eyes, if only you, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, our great master Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, if only you'd be alive here. Shahayisa Omer, you kept on telling us, you kept on saying, Osid dair acher letaher kikoshlishi, there's going to come another generation, there's going to come someone who will even explain that truma, even truma, cannot be tameh to the third degree. Shein lo mikra min ha-Torah shetameh, because there's no pasuk in the Torah that truma can become third degree tameh. But we learn it from a Kal Vachomer, as we'll soon see, but as the Gemara says, but we don't have a pasuk for it. And yet, V'haloi Akiva Talmidcha, Akiva, your student, maybe lo mikra min ha-Torah, he wants to bring a pasuk from the Torah, shu tomei, that a third degree is tomei, even not just with truma, but even with cholin. Shenamar, as it says, kol asher b'socha yitma, everything that's inside it will become tomei, yitma, but can be read as yitamei. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua expressed surprise that Rabbi Akiva would do such a thing. And he said, if only, Rabbi Chaim Zakkai, if only you would see what your student is saying. You would obviously, in other words, we can't agree to this. The halacha is indeed not like Rabbi Akiva. Despite his drasha, the halacha is that third degree tumah will only be reached in the case of truma, not chulin. Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah deals with the Tchum of Shabbos. One can't, how far one can walk outside a city's limits. Rabbi Kiva is going to tell us and give us a drosha here that it is 2,000 amas. That's also min ha-Torah to walk outside the city limits more than 2,000 amas. Now, although Rabbi Kiva learns that drosha, the halacha is not that it's also min ha-Torah to walk that distance. Midrabanan, yes. According to most of the Tanaim, that is the opinion. But let's learn how Rabbi Akiva made a drosha, even min ha-Torah, to say that one cannot walk outside the 2,000 cubits limit, outside the Tchum. It's Mishnah Gimel. Boy Bayom Dorosh Rabbi Akiva. On that very same day, as we said before, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was elected head of the academy in Yavne, Dorosh Rabbi Akiva darshan a pasuk which talks about the cities that were given to the Levites, to the Levim. And there the pasuk says, "Umadoisem michutz lo'ir es pa'as kedma alpaim ba'ama." You shall measure outside the city towards the east 2,000 amas. And the pasuk concludes, "This will be their fields, or this will be the outside fields of their city." Umikra achar omer. And yet there's another pasuk that says that the outside fields which you shall allocate for the Levim shall be Mikir Ha'ir V'chutza Elef Amasaviv, from the walls of the city going outward 1,000 amas only. So we seem to have two psukim which contradict each other. Eav Shalema Elef Amah, you can't say, means 1,000 amas Shekvar Nambu Paim Amah, because you've got another posik that says that they were to give the Levim 2,000 amas outside their city. V'yev shalom al paim amah, and yet you can't say it's 2,000 amas, shekvar nema alef amah, because the other posuk says 1,000 amas. How do we reconcile? Okay, tzad. How can you reconcile these apparently contradictory verses? Says the Mishnah, says Rabbi Akiva, when it says 1,000 amas, alef amah migrosh, That's purely a place which is Migrosh. It's a place which is just empty, no agricultural things there, no plantings, no houses, just an area where it's purely out there. You can breathe the fresh air and go with it. That's what the 1,000 amos was for. Valpaim amos, Trum Shabbos. And the 2,000 amos that the Torah talks about is a completely different halacha. It's talking about how far you can walk. It's nothing to do with what to give to the Levim. The Pasuk simply wants to give a Tchum of Shabbos, telling us that until 2,000 amos outside the city, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos and no more. And that's where Rabbi Akiva learns that a Tchum, that the Tchum, the limit of 2,000 amos outside the last house in the city, is forbidden to walk there min ha-Torah, beyond the 2,000 kilometers, is also min ha-Torah. As we said before, that's not the halacha. It's the prohibition of walking more than the tchum outside the city is midrabbanan, not minatar. Rabbi Eliezer benoi shel Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer, he says, he gives a different interpretation as to how to reconcile these two psukim, the 1,000 and the 2,000 areas, cubit areas outside the city of the Levim. And he learns as follows. Elef amo migrosh, 1,000 amos was open, was just a field, open field for them. Va'alpaim amo sodos uchromim, but 2,000 amos altogether were given as fields and vineyards, which means, according to Rashi, Rashi learns that what Rabbi Yosi Haglili is saying is as follows. 2,000 amos outside the city was given to the Levim. Of those 2,000 amos, 1,000 was just clear area, migrosh, as we call it. And the balance, the other 1,000, was for planting and sowing vineyards and fields. That's how Rashi learns the pshat in the Mishnah, for what Rabbi Yosi Haglili says. The Rambam writes differently. Rambam writes that what Rabbi Yosi Haglili is telling us is that the first 1,000 amos was just an area, a clear area. And then beyond that, there were another 2,000 amos that were given as fields and vineyards. And according to the Rambam, therefore, it's altogether a 3,000 cubit area that was given. 1,000 is the Migrosh, clear area. 2,000 amos was for agricultural activities. Either way, whether we learn like the Rambam or like Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yosi Haglili, clearly argues with Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that the Tchum of 2,000 amos and Shabbos is not min ha-Torah. That's not what the Torah is conveying here. It's midrabanan.